Good morning. Good morning. Come here, sit right here. Come on, Katie.
Oh,
there we go. I'm going to need a little bit of help this morning.
And Felix.
Because these boxes need opened.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. There's. Wait. Wait a minute. Going to give Nicole the big one there. And there's one. There's one for you guys to share. Hold on. Now, don't open it till I tell you to, okay?
Open.
Nicole's ready.
Ready? Okay, now open it up.
Nothing.
What do we do?
I was
wrong. It's a play box. It's a play box.
What is it?
It's a play box.
It's empty. There's nothing in it.
Really?
Exactly. Really? I give you the gift of nothing this morning.
You pranked us. You pranked us.
No, I'm giving you a gift. I'm giving you a wonderful gift. It's the gift of nothing.
What's your gift?
I have a story for you, okay? So everybody listen. This is a good story. This is a story about Mooch the cat and Earl the dog. You see, Mooch the cat and Earl the dog were best friends. And Mooch thought that Earl deserved a wonderful gift for Christmas, and he couldn't think of anything to get him because Earl the dog had everything a dog would need. He had a bowl for water. He had a bowl for food. He had a lovely soft bed. He had a beautiful collar for his neck and a leash to go out. So what else could a dog need?
Nothing.
So Mooch thought and thought. He had all kinds of toys. He had chew toys. He had bones. He had squeaky toys. He had everything. Mooch thought and thought and thought. He asked all his friends, and they couldn't come up with anything to buy Earl the dog. So finally, when Mooch sat down, he realized he would give his friend Earl the gift of nothing. So he went and got a box like this, and he wrapped it in beautiful paper and big bows. And then he decided that Earl was a much better friend than that, so he went and got an even bigger box. And he wrapped it in beautiful paper and big bows, and he took it over to his friend Earl, and he handed him this huge box, and Earl opened it up, and he went just like this. There's nothing in it. There's nothing.
It was the sign. It was on that sign.
And Earl said, but there's nothing in the box. And Mooch said, exactly. I give you the gift of nothing. My best friend, I give you me. I give you my time. I give you everything that we need. So I invite you this morning to think for a minute about the things that you want and the things that you need and the difference. And those things that you want are not the things that God gives to us. God gives us everything that we need. He promised us in the Bible. He promised us in the Bible that He cares for us more than the sparrows, more than the lilies of the field, that He takes care of it, all of our wants and
so
needs.
So you're saying it's better to,
and
better to get the gift of nothing than to get the gift of something?
Yes.
No, it ain't.
That is a bit complicated, isn't it? But yes, but listen to what God did give us. God gives us the gift, the greatest gift of all. He gave us His Son, Jesus Christ, who was born a baby, lived among us, grew up to give us the gift of eternal life and an eternal home with Him. And that is the greatest gift we could ever ask for. So today, I invite you to give the thought to the things that you need, the things that don't cost any money, the gift of your time. Steve and I wish you all the gift of time the thing that we have found is the most important thing in your life, the gift of time together, time with your family, time with your friends, a hug, a kiss, and the most precious gift of all, the gift of Jesus Christ in your life.
Amen.
Let's have a word of prayer. Shh. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the love that you give to us each and every day. We thank you that you fill our hearts with joy at this Christmas season. And we ask that we carry that gift throughout the year. In Jesus' name, amen.